各位瑜伽嘅朋友，咁好高兴咧，就系、是、各位系出席我哋今晚嘅一个嘅瑜伽嘅讲座。咁首先，我哋以阿斯法难陀大师同埋圣洁生命会香港分会瑜伽中心嘅名义咧，系欢迎各位系参加今晚嘅讲座嘅。今晚我哋好荣幸系邀请到瑜伽师洛巴难陀大师系同各位系主讲今晚嘅一个讲题。在1956年的时候，阿斯法难陀大师呢就是派遣了他的一位弟子 Swami Vishnu Devananda, 维信洛难陀大师呢就来到香港，并且呢是开始教第一班的瑜伽的。当时的地点呢就是在我们这里行入少少的印度庙的。自此之后，瑜伽慢慢在香港发展起上来啦，亦都是成为了一个的热潮的。咁我哋都明白到瑜伽系一种生命嘅学问，瑜伽唔可以系脱离我哋嘅日常生活嘅。咁样乜嘢系叫做生命呢？咁我哋点样可以喺日常嘅生活入面系收集瑜伽，并且系过一个圣洁嘅生命呢？咁今晚大师就将会系同我哋讲解一个嘅题目，从瑜伽看人生嘅。咁好荣幸呢，可以有机会系介绍瑜伽师洛巴难陀大师系俾各位认识。大师系喺呢一而家系喺印度总会 Rishikesh 嘅印度总会呢系担任副会长嘅。去参加我哋总会嘅时候呢系喺1964年。咁佢系哈达瑜伽、博加梵歌、瑜伽同埋吠檀多哲学嘅一位专家嚟嘅。大师是在1986年首次来香港，自此这29年来他几乎每一年都会来到香港那里为各位带来瑜伽的智慧的。那我们是很欢迎大师。
Let us start by chanting Om 3 times, then also offer prayers to all ancient yoga gurus。
那我们是以三声的 Om 是开始啦，那跟着大师就会念诵一段的祷文，是感谢我们历代的瑜伽的上师的。
Breathe in, while breathing out, chant Om as slow, as deep as possible。
咁我哋会系呼吸啦，深呼吸啦，咁然后喺呼气嘅时候咧，就又慢又深长咁样样咧，系念诵呢一个 Om 字嘅声音。
In.
吸气。
பத்மபவம் வசிஷ்டம் சக்திஞ்ச தத்புத்ர பராசரஞ்ச வியாசம் சுகம் கௌடபதம் மகாந்தம் கோவிந்த யோகீந்திர மதாஸ்ய சிஷ்யம் ஸ்ரீ சங்கராச்சாரிய மதாஸ்ய பத்மபாதஞ்ச அஸ்தாமலகஞ்ச சிஷ்யம் தம் தோடகம் வார்த்திகக்காரம் சிவானந்த சிதானந்தான்யான் அஸ்மத்குருன் சந்ததமானதோஸ்மி ஈஸ்வரோ குருராத்மேதி மூர்த்தி பேத விபாகினே வ்யோமவத் வியாப்த தேகாய ஸ்ரீ தட்சிணாமூர்த்தயே நம. ஓம் நம சிவாய குரவே சச்சிதானந்தமூர்த்தயே நிஷ்பிரபஞ்சாய சாந்தாய நிராலம்பாய தேஜசே. ஓம் sahanavavatu
sahanobhunattu sahaviryam karavavahe tejasvinavatithamastu ma vidvishavahe. Om shanti shanti shanti.
Very good evening to you all.
各位, 今晚一个快乐的黄昏。
Today is a very good auspicious day, 15th anniversary of the Divine Society Branch Yoga Center.
今天是一个很吉祥的日子啦, 因为今天就是圣洁生命会香港分会瑜伽中心成立15周年的日子来的。
Today we are all here because of the grace and blessings of Most Revered Sri Swami Sivaji Maharaj and Sri Swami Chidanji Maharaj.
我们今天之所以会能够聚会呢，其实都很感恩释放难陀大师同埋慈达难陀大师嘅恩典同埋祝福。
Only after coming to Sivananda Ashram, I came to know what really yoga is.
大师话其实佢系自从参加咗呢一个嘅印度总会吓，释放难陀修院之后咧，咁佢先至知道瑜伽系乜嘢嘢嚟嘅。
It is Gurudev Swami Sivananda who wrote more than 565 books on yoga and other philosophy.
因为我哋嘅祖师释放难陀大师咧。 其实佢写咗超过560本嘅瑜伽嘅书籍嘅，咁喺入边就解释咗瑜伽系啲乜嘢嘢啦。He
brought that ancient wisdom of yoga to the modern humanity in a more simple scientific way.
咁佢系将古代嘅智慧啦，咁系用现代人最浅浅嘅语言，系写成咗呢个瑜伽嘅书籍，系将古代嘅智慧介绍俾现代人去认识。
Swamiji wrote the supreme secret of yoga in so many simple stories.
咁啊，释放难陀大师咧就用一啲好简单嘅故事，就系将最古代嘅呢啲嘅瑜伽智慧咧系写咗出嚟。
The great epic Mahabharata also bring the supreme wisdom of Vedas in a very simple stories.
同樣咧，喺印度有一本古代嘅史詩，叫做《摩诃婆羅多》呢一本嘅史詩啦。咁佢一樣嘅，就係將《吠陀經》入邊嗰啲嘅教導咧，係用故事嘅形式係寫咗出嚟嘅。Our
mind will be convinced through practical, simple stories that can be grasped in our daily life.
其实我哋系比较容易接受啦，就系用一啲嘅故事吓，去讲出咗一啲嘅吓，虽然系言语上边就比较浅浅啦，咁但系又能够讲出到呢一啲嘅瑜伽嘅哲理，咁呢啲系容易俾人哋去接受嘅。You
know, in the name of yoga, in the name of spirituality, many people are doing many things.
咁我哋都明白啦，好多人都话系瑜伽啊咁样样吓，亦都好多人就话灵修啊咁样样，其实就各有各做咗一啲唔同嘅嘢出嚟嘅。There
are so many visions.
其实系有好多种唔同嘅视野去睇呢个问题。Physical
perception.
例如话有啲系喜欢从身体嗰个层面去睇啦。Sensory
perception.
有啲就喜欢从感官嘅层面去睇啦。
Mental perception,
精神嘅层面啦,
intellectual perception,
理性嘅层面啦,
and spiritual perception,
同埋灵性嘅层面.
Hence, this yoga vision is nothing but it's a spiritual perception.
而我哋话瑜伽嘅一个角度，瑜伽嘅一个视野咧，咁其实我哋所指嘅一定系指灵性嘅嗰个角度嘅.
To bring it in our practical life, look at how our mind thinks.
咁如果话要将呢一个瑜伽嘅智慧带入去我哋现实嘅生活入边嘅时候，第一样嘢我哋先睇清楚每一个人自己嗰个内心系点样去思考嘅。
It is the intention of sages and purpose of scriptures they come down to the normal way of thinking and take us from grossest lower physical perception to spiritual perception.
古代嘅圣人啦，同埋古代嘅经书咧，都系能够就系话系将佢哋自己嘅嗰个嘅角度咧，系调教到吓一般嘅普通人，系喺现实生活入边都能够掌握到、理解到嘅一啲道理。
There was a beautiful story in Mahabharata.
咁喺摩婆罗多呢个史诗入边咧，就有一个咁样嘅故事嘅。
There was a very young emperor.
咁有一位好年轻嘅国王。
In that kingdom, there was a great sage who lived for 4 or 5 generations of that king.
咁而喺嗰个嘅国家入边咧，就有一位嘅圣人。咁其实佢咧就已经生存咗咧，系四五代嘅国王噶啦，佢好长寿嘅。This
young king came to know that wise sage who lived for many years. He knows what is going to happen in the future.
咁咧，於是乎咧，呢一位年輕嘅國王知道呢一個有智慧嘅聖人，咁佢都活咗好多年好多年噶啦，咁佢就好有興趣知道咧嚟緊嘅將來佢又會點樣樣。It
is a human aspiration and intention. Everybody wants to know what is going to happen to him or her.
每一個人咧都好自然咧會有一個咁樣嘅諗法嘅，就係話我好想知道第二時嚇。 无论自己又好，人哋又好，会系点样样嘅吓？点样发生一啲事情嘅？Always
we think about the past and plan for the future.
因为每个人都系惯咗咁样做嘅，就系话一系就回顾过去嘅嘢啦，一唔系嘅时候咧，就系展望将来嘅事情啦。Human
mind is not contented with what it is having.
咁但系。 人嚟讲咧，嗰个心咧，好多时就唔会专注喺而家当下嘅、目前嘅发生紧嘅嘢嘅。This
small emperor, young in age, he got everything in
life。咁呢一个年轻嘅国王咧，其实佢喺生命入边咧，就乜嘢都有噶啦。Yes,
this intention, curiosity came to him. What is going to happen to me in the future?
咁但系咧，佢即使乜嘢嘢都有都好啦。 佢係冇掌握得到，亦都冇珍惜得到。佢同一般人一樣咧，就將個心擺咗喺未來嗰度。佢就好好奇咧，就係話第時我會點樣樣咧？One
day he decided to go and meet the sage and wanted to know what is going to happen.
咁於是乎咧，咁佢有一日咧就決定咗，我一於去見一見呢個咁老嘅聖人嚇，咁睇下佢點樣話我未來會發生啲咩事。
He went to the sage.
咁佢結果去到呢個聖人度。
The sage also knows about this young emperor. He is also intimately related to this sage.
咁於是乎呢一位聖人咧，亦都認識呢一個嘅國王嘅，亦都好了解佢嘅事情。
This young emperor asked the sage, I came to know about you. You know what is going to happen in the future. Please tell me what is going to happen to me.
咁呢个年轻嘅国王就对呢位圣人讲啦：，我知道你吓，我认识你嘅。咁我亦知道你咧系有预知未来嘅一个能力嘅。你可唔可以话俾我知咧？我第时会点样样啊
？The sage knows the human psychology very well.
咁而呢一位圣人咧，其实好了解人嘅心理嘅。
He looked at him, laughed and kept quiet.
咁於是乎個聖人就望望嗰個年輕嘅國王，跟住笑啦，跟住就唔講嘢。
The sage has got a power over all the 5 elements.
因為呢個聖人呢，其實佢有一個嘅精神力量啦，佢係掌控得到五大元素㗎。He
can manifest in any form he wants.
佢可以將自己顯現成為乜嘢樣都得㗎。When
he saw this young emperor asking this question, he saw him. This young emperor was nothing but slave to his own senses.
咁佢係有本事咧，就睇通咗呢一個年輕嘅國王嚇，咁到底佢係乜嘢嘅材料㗎？咁其實佢心知肚明啦，呢一個年輕嘅國王其實唔係啲乜嘢嘅嘢嚟㗎，佢只不過係佢嘅感官嘅奴隸嚟㗎啫。
Bhagavad Gita tells, superior to the body or the senses. Superior to the senses is the mind. Superior to the mind is the intellect. Even that which is even superior to the intellect is He, the Self, the Supreme.
在博家梵歌入面就有讲到啦，吓就系话比呢个身体更高层面嘅咧，就系呢个感官啦；而比感官就再高层面嘅咧，就系个内心啦；比内心更要高一个层面，就系嗰个理性啦；比理性更要高一个层面，就系我哋嗰个自性嗰个 self
啦。Normally, majority of persons are only living in physical level, sensory level, and mental level.
一般普通嘅人咧，佢嗰个生命咧，其实只系活在嗰个肉身嗰个层面嘅，嗰个身体啦，嗰个感官啦，又或者咧系活在一个内心嘅层面嘅啫。Our
intellect come down to this physical level, sensory level, and mental level, and always discriminate.
咁我哋人有一个理性喺度嘅。 我哋嗰个理性好多时咧就会落入去嗰个身体啦、感官啦、内心嘅嗰个层面啦，然后系起咗好多分别心喺度嘅。When
the sage looked at him, he saw he was only in these three levels.
咁呢个圣人睇得出咧，呢一位嘅国王就只不过咧就系喺呢一个吓身体、感官同埋内心呢三个嘅层面生活嘅一个人嚟嘅啫。
Again, the young emperor put the question again, second time. Please tell me what is going to be in the future.
咁呢个国王见佢唔讲嘢咧，又再问呢个圣人啦。佢话：你话俾我知啊，我第时会有啲咩嘢发生噶？
The sage looked at him and laughed.
咁呢个圣人望住佢，又继续笑啦。
Again, third time, he repeated the same question.
咁呢个国王又再第三次问同样嘅问题啦。
I came specially to you to know. Please tell me what is going to me in the future.
咁国王话：我系特登嚟见你噶，你话俾我听，我第时有啲咩嘢会发生啊？
The sage said, "What is the use of knowing about your future? Even if you know, you will do what you are doing now."
咁啊，圣人就同佢讲啦。 佢话你要知道未来吓、有咩用啫？即使你知道都好啦，你都系会好似而家咁样嘅生活方式继续行落去嘅啫。But
the emperor said, "I am the emperor of this kingdom."
咁国王就话：我系呢一个国家嘅皇帝嚟嘅。Everything
is at my disposal.
每一样嘢都系掌握喺我嘅手入边。I
can do what I want.
我可以想做乜嘢都可以做咩嘢嘅。
But please tell me what is going to happen.
咁麻烦你啊，你话俾我听，我将会发生啲咩事情啊
？Because that sage was lived so many years, he saw so many persons, so many generations, and looking at this small emperor, he laughed at him. He looked at him just like a small 5-year-old baby.
因为呢一个圣人咧，都活过咗吓，有成四五代咁耐噶啦，非常之年长嘅一个圣人，佢见过好多好多嘅人。咁呢一个即使系一个年轻嘅国王咧，喺佢眼中就只不过好似一个5岁嘅细路仔一样嘅啫。My
dear king, I will tell you, but you are not going to listen to me.
咁于是乎，圣人就同呢个国王讲啦。 好啊，我话俾你听啊。不过我话俾你听都好啊，其实你都唔会听我讲噶。Emperor
said, No. If I know, I will listen to you.
咁国王话唔系，如果你系讲俾我知嘅话咧，我一定会听嘅。All
right, you are asking, and it is my duty to tell.
咁于是乎，圣人话好啦，既然你问到，咁我就有个责任咧，都话翻俾你知。Please
listen carefully.
你小心啲听啦。Exactly
from within 10 days, a horse trader will come.
Horse trader.
Horse trader. We selling the horse.
喺10日后咧，就有一个卖马嘅人咧，就会嚟到噶啦。If
you want to have peace of mind, don't talk to him.
如果你想吓保持到你内心嘅平安啦，你记得唔好同呢个人讲嘢。But
you will talk to him.
不过你到时都会同佢讲嘢噶啦。But
he will insist, he will bring such a beautiful big horse. If you want a peace of mind, don't purchase that horse.
到时呢一个卖马嘅人呢，就会好坚持咁吓，一路掠住你，就话俾你听，佢带咗只好靓好靓嘅马嚟啊！咁你记得啦，你到时记得唔好同呢个人倾偈啊。
You are a big emperor, you got so much, but emperor purchasing your own horse is not bad.
咁佢系一个国王啦，其实佢都有好多好多嘅嘢啦，吓。咁买一只马或者唔买一只马都唔算乜嘢嘢啊。
If you want a peace of mind, you may purchase the horse, but don't touch the horse, don't ride the horse.
咁但系如果你即使系买呢只马都好啊。 记得唔好摸嗰只马，亦都唔好骑上嗰只马嗰度。
The king said yes, yes.
咁当时呢个国王咧就话好啊，好啊，好啊。
But you are going to touch the horse, you are going to ride the horse.
咁但系其实佢好可能第时咧都系会摸嗰只马，骑嗰只马嘅。
No, I will follow you.
咁但系国王就话唔会，我唔会嘅。
All right. If you want to, as an emperor. Riding the horse is not bad.
咁好啦，咁啊，圣贤又再进一步讲啦。好啊，好啊，嗱，你毕竟都系个国王，咁你系国王骑上一只马嗰度嘅时候，都唔系一件坏事。
Even if you ride the horse, always you go on the right side.
如果你真系要骑马嘅话，避免唔到都好啦。记得啊，吓系骑喺嗰只马，吓将只马行去右边嗰度。This
right has got two meanings.
咁呢个 right 啊有两个意思嘅。It
is right. This is left.
例如话左右吓系方向上面嘅左右啦。There
is a right opposite to wrong.
呢个 right 咧相反词咧又可以解释成为 wrong 嘅错误嘅。But
be always on the right side.
吓咁个圣人就叮嘱佢啦。嗱，你记得系喺吓 right side 吓咁呢个字语带相关嘅。But
King said, yes, yes.
咁呢个国王又话好啊，好啊吓。
My dear, you are not going to follow.
咁啊，圣人话，唉，其实你都系唔会听嘅。
You always go on the wrong side and left side.
你成日都系行咗去错嗰一面，左嗰面。
But even if you go on other side, wrong side or left side, but when you are riding, don't see anybody, don't talk to anybody.
咁佢话好啦，嗱，到时如果你真系避免唔到，又系行咗去左边错嗰一面都好啦，嗱，你唔该你记得一样嘢啊，你骑紧马嘅时候唔好同任何人讲嘢啊。King
said yes, yes.
咁呢个国王又话好啊，好啊。
But she said no, no, you're going to talk.
咁个圣人又睇穿佢啦，咁就话，唉，你都系唔会听我讲嘅。
My dear king, even if you talk, nothing wrong, but don't marry that person.
咁于是乎咧，咁啊圣人就同佢讲啦，好啦好啦，嗱国王，如果你话吓真系要倾偈啦，好啦好啦，你倾啦，但系记住啊，唔好同嗰个同你讲嘢嗰个人结婚啊。King
said yes yes.
咁佢又话好啊好啊。
If king marrying a princess, nothing wrong.
咁啊圣人又话啦。 唉，如果你真系娶一个公主啊，咁样样又唔系错嘅。But
if you want a peace of mind, don't have any baby.
但系如果你真系想内心平安嘅话，记住啊，你结咗婚都好啊，唔该你唔好有细路哥啊。But
you are not going to listen to me.
咁但系你都系唔会听我讲噶啦。But
you will have baby.
你最终都系又系有埋 BB 嘅啫。Emperor
king marrying a princess, having a baby is a normal thing.
咁於是乎個聖人又好似自己開解咁啦，唉，咁你身為一個國王，咁啊娶咗個公主翻嚟，咁有咗個 B B， 咁又係好正常嘅事嘅。But
if you want a peace of mind, don't celebrate any birthday.
咁跟住佢又話啦，但係如果你係想你個內心得到平安嘅話咧，記住啊，唔好過即係慶祝生日啦。But
you are not going to listen to me.
但係你最終都係又係唔聽我講嘅啦。
You'll celebrate birthday.
你系会庆祝生日嘅。
Emperor celebrating his own first son's birthday is normal, is good.
咁佢就会讲啦，就系话一个啊国王系为自己个长子庆祝第一个嘅生日，照计又系正常嘅事嘅。But
on that day, if you want a peace of mind, don't give any presentations.
不过如果你真系想内心平安嘅话，记得啊，唔好送任何礼物出去啊。
But you're not going to listen to me。
不过你又系唔听噶啦。
You'll give present。
你系到时又系会派礼物嘅。
Emperor on your first birth son's birthday giving presentation is a normal usual thing。
唉，作为一个国王吓，咁个长子第一个生日走去派啲礼物俾人，又系可以理解嘅。
But on that day。You should not get anger.
记得啊，嗰日咧派还派啊，唔好发火，唔好发脾气啊。
Anger is the root cause of all sufferings.
因为愤怒咧，其实就系一切痛苦嘅根源嚟噶。
And if you get anger, you have no control yourself.
如果你系一愤怒嘅时候，你就失控，控制唔好自己噶啦。
Yes, yes. Definitely will follow you. On that day, will not get anger.
咁个皇帝又话。我会噶啦，会噶啦，听你讲噶啦，我嗰日唔会发脾气噶。
But you are going to get anger。
咁啊，圣人又话你嗰日一定发脾气。
But you will do such action, you will spend sleepless nights. Again, you are going to come to me。
咁到时咧，你就会后悔，跟住好多晚你都瞓唔着，最后你又会翻翻嚟我呢一度噶啦。
King said, Emperor said, all right, very good.I take leave and he left.
咁於是乎國王話：好啊，睇下點啊。咁然後就向呢個聖人行禮就走啦。
Exactly after 10th day, your horse trader came.
真係咧，十日之後咧，就有個賣馬嘅人嚟咗啦。
That minister came and told the emperor, "Oh, very big horse trader come. He saw he brought such a big horse I never saw."
咁嗰個首相咧就話俾佢聽。喂，嗰、那个卖马嗰人带咗只好大只嘅马嚟啊！我都未见过咁大只嘅马噶。
Minister told the king, such a beautiful horse I never saw. Just talk to him.
咁又个首相话俾佢听啦，只马又大只又靓，我真系一世人都未见过噶。
King remembered the wise sage advice, but yet minister was insisting him just to see.
咁於是乎，其實嗰個國王咧就記得嗰個聖人咧一早提咗佢噶啦。咁但係嗰個首相咧就一路堅持住，喂，出去望下睇下冇壞啊。
Emperor was helpless。
咁於是乎呢個國王都冇乜法子噶。
He went and saw the horse。
咁就行出去睇下只馬咯。
That horse is 3 meters high。
咁嗰只馬成三公尺咁高嘅。
Pure white horse。
純白嘅。
All the good qualities。
总之啲马最靓嘅特征都喺晒度嘅。
By seeing him, king was tempted to purchase。
咁于是乎，国王见到咁靓嘅马咧，咁佢就心痒痒啦，佢就好想买呢只马啦。
He remembered the sage's advice. You will purchase it, but you will not touch or ride the horse。
咁佢都记得噶，个圣人提过佢噶嘛。你即使买都好啦，唔好摸，唔好骑。
But king was so much tempted to see that horse. Daily he will go.And see and come away.
咁於是乎，國王咧個心癮就好大啦。咁啊，日日去裝下只馬，跟住又翻翻嚟。
But seeing the king one day that horse bore so many signs, he was tempted to sit over it.
咁於是乎咧，嗰只馬見到個國王咧，咁又搖頭啊，咁啊養下養下咁樣樣，即係好有氣勢咁啊養啦嚇。咁於是乎咧，嗰個國王又忍唔住咧，就好想下騎下去啦。
The king was a very good horse rider.
咁其實個國王好識騎馬噶。
The moment he sat in the horse, it began to run.
咁於是乎一騎咗上只馬嗰度咧，就跑起上嚟啦。
Then he began to think, I will not go on the left side or wrong side. I will always go on the right side.
咁佢又記得嘅，個聖人通咗水噶啦嘛，就話你即使係騎嗰只馬都好啦，記得唔好行去左邊或者錯嗰一面，幾時都係行喺右邊或者正確嗰一面。
He went to a junction. There are 2 roads. One on the right side, another is left side.
於是乎行下行下咧，就去到一個啊交叉路口啦。
Right side only barren mountains.
咁喺右邊嗰度咧，冚唪唥係嗰啲荒蕪嘅山嶺嚟嘅。
Left side beautiful lotus ponds.
咁但係左邊咧係嗰啲好靚嘅蓮花池嚟嘅。
King stopped the horse.
咁於是乎個國王就勒停咗只馬啦。
To go right or left?
行右好啊，定左好咧
？Yeah, you remembered sage's advice.
咁佢仲記得個聖人提佢嘅喎。
Right side only barren mountain.
你話右邊，但係右邊冚唪唥係嗰啲荒蕪嘅山嶺嚟嘅。
Left side beautiful sceneries.
但係左邊個景靚喎。
okay, I will go left side, I will not talk to anybody.
好啦，還要佢話避免唔到噶啦，咁我行左邊，不過唔同人講嘢咪得咯。
That is the trick of the mind. Every step it will have got its own justification.
嗱，其實咧喺到呢度我哋都睇得到咧，其實人嗰個內心咧，好多時就係嚇去到呢啲做抉擇嘅時候咧，有時咧就會好似整蠱我哋咁樣樣嘅，去瞞騙我哋嘅。
Look at our mind. Always I am right, others are wrong.
我哋个心好多时都系咁谂嘢噶嘛，我就系啱嘅，人哋嗰啲一定系错嘅。
Because mind and intellect come down to the physical level and sensory level.
因为人嗰个内心同埋嗰个理性咧，就好容易降格咗咧，就落咗去嗰个身体同埋嗰个嘅感官嗰个层面。
When he began to ride on the left side, beautiful lotus ponds.
好啦，咁呢个国王咁啊一路向左边行，咁啊真系见到好多莲花池啊，好靓嘅景啊。
Horse was running very fast.
只马又跑得快喎。
One pond, second pond, still more bigger pond is third one.